from KQED.
Research on the importance of sleep for high school students is prompting one California congresswoman to take action. She wants further investigation into the idea of teenagers starting their school day a bit later in the morning. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis explains.
It's the sound most teenagers dread in the morning, their alarm clock. They pry themselves out of bed, get to school, and shuffle into class still sleepy. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics has published research indicating the school day for teenagers should start around 8:30 in the morning or later to improve learning. San Jose Democratic lawmaker Zoe Lofgren says she knows about this all too well. Her teenage daughter was having problems waking up for school.
All of a sudden, my little early bird girl couldn't get up, and I thought, you know, what's the matter with me? What's the matter with her? And actually, I did a little research up at the Stanford Sleep Institute.
And what she discovered is teenagers biologically start to fall asleep about 2 hours later during puberty. Early school days mean less sleep, making it hard for some young people to absorb information. That's why Lofgren is now introducing legislation in Congress that would require the U.S. Department of Education to research the relationship between school start times and academic performance. But changing bell times can be logistically and politically complicated.
We're very reticent to change the system.
Anthony Fuller teaches at Olympic High School in Santa Monica. He urged his school to push back its start time after years of high truancy rates. He spearheaded a pilot program this year, with classes beginning at 9:15 a.m. The result? A 60% increase in students showing up to school on time.
It was really obvious and very easy to see pretty quickly.
Only a small number of school districts in the U.S. have figured out how to start the day later at all of their campuses. In California, Long Beach, Palo Alto, and the Newport Mesa Unified School Districts are still testing it out. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.